Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen around the world, in the chat room and on the phone. Welcome to In the Studio with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Every Wednesday we're here at 6 p.m. on the West Coast. You know I'm queen of the Northwest Corridor now. And it's about a little after 9 on the East Coast. We'll be discussing entertainment news, hot topics, sports, news of the weird. I'm going to have y'all throwing up. There's some funny stuff today. Always something to laugh about and learn, of course. Call in and join in the show with your comments or opinions. All are welcome. Remember, keep it respectable. Now, the chat room is open right now, so if you don't want to call in and be on the air, you also can just dial 1. If you want to be in the queue, don't dial 1. Just listen to the show. But you're welcome to go in the chat room and chat with other people that are in there and discuss subject matter that's going on or among yourselves. Now, the phone number to the show is area code 646-727-2914. Area code 646-727-2914. Now, if there's a subject matter you would like to see discussed on In the Studio with Linus, send me a message on Facebook.com, The Essence of Success Network. All righty. Well, let's go to entertainment news. We've got a lot to cover, so let's see what's going on here. Well, singer Ciara was dealt a loss in court. She was seeking sole custody of her son, Future Zaire Wilburn, by her ex-fiancé, rapper Future. Ciara argued that the rapper wasn't in their son's life. Future showed up to court and requested joint custody, which he got. California tends to favor joint custody bearing unusual circumstances. In this case, the judge didn't agree with any of Ciara's arguments. The two exes still have another court battle as Ciara is suing Future for defamation after he trashed her on social media. His court papers say she did the same to him. Up next for the two, Ciara is co-hosting the Sunday's Billboard Music Awards. Did y'all watch that? Anybody to watch the awards, call in and tell me. I didn't watch the show, so I want to know what happened, who was on there, what was the highlights, what was going on. I know I'm doing entertainment news, but y'all come call me with the 411. Little sister know what's going on. Okay, because I want to know the Future win. Future was up for a nomination, so, you know, just curious, want to know. Okay, well, speaking of the Billboard Music Award, their controversy as Prince's friend and fellow music legend Madonna will sing her late friend's praises. Now, I did read about that, and I would say at least 75% of the comments, they bash Madonna bad. They said she did a horrible job as a tribute to Prince. So I don't know. Y'all might want to check that out and see what's going on. You know, call in. Let me know. Y'all go into the chat room. Let me know what's going on. But like I said, a lot of the stuff that I read, of course, on social media and some other internet sites, of course, but they bashed her. They just said she did a horrible job. Well, you know, there were other singers that wanted to come forward and also do a tribute to Prince, you know, one or two songs. But Madonna shut that down. Fact. This ain't no fantasy, smoking gun hearsay. She shut it down, so the producers yield to her until the other singers know she was the only one that was going to be doing a Prince tribute. Hello, somebody? Mm-hmm. Y'all figure that one out. Okay. Jackson family patriarch Joe Jackson is experiencing a major health crisis. While going in to see his doctor, the 87, can y'all imagine? Joe Jackson, his 87-year-old, came down with a fever he hasn't been able to shake. Jackson, who has suffered heart attacks and a stroke in the past, remains hospitalized with his family by his side. Jermaine Jackson spoke with reporters and said the family wants to hold on to Papa Joe. Doctors are still reportedly trying to pinpoint the exact cause of this latest health scare. Well, our prayers go out to you, Mr. Jackson, and we hope that your health improves and gets better. God bless you. We remember Morley Safer, the longest-serving anchor of 60 Minutes. You remember him, y'all? The legendary journalist was just saluted on the show upon announcing his retirement. Colleagues and friends reflected on his 52 years with CBS News, covering Vietnam, the White House, and interviewing legends like Katharine Hepburn, Jackie Gleason, and pioneering Chicago school teacher Marva Collins. But Safer's favorite was a story of Linnell Gators and his life conviction for a Texas armed robbery, which was overturned after Safer's story pointed out the rush to judgment. Safer replaced the late Harry Reisner on 60 Minutes in 1970 and remained there until this year. Morley Safer was 84 years old. Scandal won't return to ABC until next year, y'all, to allow for Kerry Washington's pregnancy. Washington's previous pregnancy saw the Shonda Rhimes-created drama in early two seasons ago. This month, Washington participates in the Hollywood Reporter roundtable interview as well as shares the cover with fellow A-listers Regina King and Jennifer Lopez. Well, we're going to have to look for that, huh? Okay, the Punchline Comedy Club is making its debut in Philly. Y'all, July 8th weekend, line up and go check it out from folks on the East Coast. Why is Jamie Foxx never seen with Katie Holmes? The press has had a field day reporting that the former Mrs. Tom Cruise is engaged and possibly expecting a child with one-time Cruise co-star Jamie Foxx. Neither has confirmed any relationship, and Holmes has been seen publicly, Holmes has been seen publicly in a while. Meantime, Jamie has been spotted out and about with a female companion that sure isn't Katie. So what's the deal? Real. Okay, is it just a publicity stunt? Because let's just break it down, y'all. Jamie and Katie were dating before Katie got with Tom Cruise, okay? They had a little something-something back in the day. Well, they split up, went their way. He had another child. She got married to Tom Cruise, and, of course, they had a daughter. Now she's divorced from Tom. He did not marry his second daughter's mother. It's just something that happened. But, you know, he's being daddy. He's a good father. I give that to Jamie Foxx. So supposedly they got married secretly. I don't know if it's true or not, and that she's expecting by Jamie. So in other words, they used to be together, broke up, went separate ways. Now they're back together again. So we shall see, because you know what? You can't hide no pregnancy, Katie. All right. And if that baby is part black, you ain't going to hide them ears and nails either, girlfriend. Okay. Anyway. Okay, did rapper, actor, reality star T.I. just out Lauren London and rapper Nipsey Hussle? When asked during a recent interview if there would be a sequel to the movie ATL, which co-starred T.I. with London, the rapper said his little sis was having a baby and things would have to wait. London has a child already by rapper Lil Wayne, but is currently dating rapper Nipsey Hussle, who took his name from the late comedian Nipsey Russell. London took to social media afterwards without confirming or denying. She instead posted a picture of actress Eva Mendez, who just had a baby with actor Ryan Gosling. Let's read between the lines here. A wink, wink, smile, smile. Mm-hmm. Okay. 45-year-old rapper Earl Simmons, y'all know him as DMX, is expecting his 13th, that's it, I said 1 and 3 and TH, 13th child with his current girlfriend, Yadira Borrego. Borrego. DMX has been divorced from wife Tashira since 2014, but has children by various women and even cited his child support obligations as part of his bankruptcy. Really? I didn't think you could file bankruptcy on child support. Well, that's here in the state of Washington. I don't know about y'all on the East Coast. This will be the third child for DMX and Borrego. Oh, okay, so he has 10 by other women and 3 by her. Well, if this is the third child, DMX, I mean, come on, Earl Simmons, marry the girl. What's your problem, brother man? Go on and do right by her and do right by your kids. I know they probably got your last name, but, you know, go on and tell the story like it should be told. Okay, Playboy founder Hugh Hefner is being sued, by one of Bill Cosby's accusers, and he thought his happy ass was out of the news. Just because Trump's is blowing up every news network in town don't mean we forgot about you, Bill, okay? Chloe Goines previously only sued Bill Cosby in federal court. accusing him of spiking her drink and assaulting her at the Playboy Mansion when she was there with a friend in 2008. That was 8 years ago. Okay, it's 2016 now. That was 8 years ago. Police said the DA haven't brought criminal charges because of a lack of evidence. Witnesses and the statute of limitations. Afterwards, Goins dropped her suit without explanation earlier this year. Now, Goins has filed in the L.A. courts and has added the 90-year-old Hugh Hefner. The suit says Hefner knew or should have known Cosby's alleged practice of rape and assault. Hefner is also accused in the suit of making a habit of having underage girls at the Playboy Mansion. It could be a tough case for all involved because Cosby has more than 50 accusers. You know, y'all, you just getting carried away with that shit, okay? Now, I believe the Bill did commit rape. 50 women? No, it's possible. I'm not saying it's not possible, okay? They had serial killers. Shit, we had the Green River murderer up here. The last count they did was 54 murders he committed. So I'm not going to say it's not possible. And I'm not trying to take up for Bill Cosby, okay? But I could see, you know, maybe 10, 15 women for real. Whether they can do anything about it or not, they probably really did rape. Because, you know, there's also the one that wanted 15 minute of fame, probably just gave it up because it was Bill Cosby. He didn't even have to drug their asses. So, come on. Let's be real here. More than 50 accusers of inappropriate behavior. Hefner has separately been accused of misconduct by former Playboy playmates, including offering quaaludes for sex. And former exotic dancer Goins has a prostitution arrest in her past. Okay, number one, I ain't taking up for Hugh Hefner either. Playboy, root word, play and boy, and then mansion. What do you think if you're a female going up there? If you weren't forced to go there, and I mean forced by gun, somebody put a gun on your ass or a knife and told you, you better get up there in that Playboy Mansion. You better get in there and show your titties and ass. You better start screwing. Unless you were forced to do that, you can't really say too much about Hugh Hefner, because Hugh Hefner could have been brought up on charges many, many, many moons ago, okay, many eons ago. But the word is Playboy Mansion. You know what time it is when you walk through that front door. All right, not saying he's right, not saying he's wrong, but you know what time it is. And look, they said the Goins girl had been arrested for prostitution in the past, so see, she might have been one of them trying to get 15 minutes of fame and a little money, looking at Inquirer, Globe, and them magazines for a little change, which you, I tell you. Unsung returns to TV One with a brand new season. The music bios will feature Faith Evans, Howard Hewitt, I love his song, Amen, and Shirley Murdoch. Unsung kicks off with the story of Kelly Price on Wednesday, June 1st. That's next Wednesday, y'all, at 8 p.m. on the East Coast, and that'll be about 5 p.m. on the West Coast. So check her out. I like Kelly Price. Beautiful voice. And speaking of TV One, the biopic on singer Mickey Howard is coming to the small screen. How about that? Actress Tayona Paris will play the songstress whose string of hits began with the late 80s. Yep. Began in the late 80s, including Love Under New Management, Come Share My Love, Baby Be Mine, Until You Come Back to Me, and That's What Love Is. Ha ha ha. Is featuring the late Gerald Levert. Though they never married, Howard's romance with Levert, played by Family Matters actor Darius McCary, and his subsequent death figured heavily into the TV movie. Also chronicled will be Howard's experience with spousal abuse, drug addiction, and her problematic relationship with her mother. What? Let me read that again. will also chronicle Howard's experiences with spousal abuse, drug addiction, and her problematic relationship with her mother. Lisa Ray, Gary Dudon, you remember him from CSI Miami, the original CSI Las Vegas, and Vanessa Bell Calloway also stars. Love Under Management, the Mickey Howard story begins Sunday, June 7th at 7 p.m., so not this Sunday the 29th, but the next Sunday, and that's on TV1. Well, Prince is on the cover of Ebony magazine as they pay tribute to the late singer, songwriter, musician, and filmmaker. The 70th annual Tony Award nominations have been announced. The hip-hop influence of Hamilton leads the way with 15 nominations, including for Philly's own Leslie Odom Jr., East Oak Lane. Other nominees include Oscar winner Lupita Nyong'o for her role in Eclipse, Cynthia Erivo, and Danielle Brooks, both for The Color Purple. The Tony Awards air 8 p.m. Sunday, June 12th on CBS. Well, quarterback Cam Newton has a new show coming to TV this summer. Man, they just give everybody a reality show, okay? And wait, before I get to Cam Newton, I just happened to be channel searching y'all the other night, and I'll be damned, why is mostly on every cable station when you turn in and it's the advertising time, is something about a drug? I tell you, the pharmaceutical companies must be running cable television. They must be. Because every commercial, I can't even say every other because it could be two or three in a row, is about some kind of drug. And then after they tell you about the drug, then they're going to tell you about the side effects. Do you want to take them drugs? That's up to you, myself. Beep, beep. Be like, miss me with that one, okay? Two tears in the bucket. But anyway, I don't know if y'all have noticed that. I mean, I have cable HD, and I have went in the 600, 700 to watch some shows just to see. You know, and I'll be darned, here you go, medical. I enjoy going to the comedy station just to see commercials for kids. I tell you, where they want the kids to buy certain toys or stuff like that. Oh, my God. I tell you, the pharmaceutical, they got to be running cable. They are giving them billions of dollars. They got to be. Okay, anyway, quarterback Cam Newton has a new show coming to TV this summer. Newton will help children fulfill their dreams, All In with Cam Newton. I'm sorry, that's the title of the show, All In with Cam Newton, premieres on Nickelodeon Friday, June 3rd at 8 p.m. So that's next Friday, y'all. And tune in, support the brother. He's doing it for the children to fulfill their dreams, so All In with Cam Newton. Remember, Nickelodeon Friday night, next Friday at 8 p.m. The 41st annual Undundi celebration will take place Sunday, June 12th. This is the largest African American street festival in the United States of America. This year features special musical performances by Brand Nubian and Biz Markie. On Dunday will take place on and in the vicinity of 23rd and South Street in Philly. The reimagined miniseries Roots is coming to the History Channel. It's based on the 1976 novel by the late Alex Haley and the 1977 ABC miniseries. At the time, the 1977 miniseries with LeVar Burton, Leslie Uggams, John Amos, Madge Sinclair, Ed Asner, Ben Vereen, and Louis Gossett Jr. was the highest-rated program in television history. Now, when it came up for the Emmys, they didn't win one. Yes, you heard me. You want me to speak louder into the mic? When it came up, and they were up for 14 awards. Do you hear me? Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. Roots was up for awards. I'm thinking of The Color Purple. The Color Purple was up for 14 awards and didn't win one. And Spielberg produced that. But I'm thinking of Roots. They're not saying I'm looking at this article, and there's nothing saying that an Emmy was won by any actress or actor from the original 77 series. I can't watch it again. I own it, the original VCR version. I received it as a gift, and but I don't watch it. I'll gladly let you watch it here because it's not going out of my house, but I won't watch it again because there was a couple of scenes in there just was so gut-wrenching. I can't go back. It'll remind me. But anyway, so now the new version, which stars Lawrence Fishburne, Nika Nona Rose, Annie Paquin. Now, Nika Nona Rose, remember from, let's just go back. Lawrence Fishburne, last thing that he was real popular in. In fact, he is right now in Blackish on ABC Wednesday night with, what's the boy's name? Bernard? I can't think of his name now. But anyway, he's on Blackish. Anika Nona Rose just finished up Cinderella and something on Broadway. Anna Paquin was on HBO True Blood. Forrest Whitaker is always producing or acting somewhere and doing directing too. Let me not take that from you. They'll be shown over four consecutive nights. Thomas Carter and Mario Van Peebles serve as two of the directors, and among the executive producers are Will Packard and original star LeVar Burton. Hello. Roots premieres on the History Channel, A&E, and Lifetime as SemuClass. Oh, Memorial Day. Hey, y'all, this weekend. So let me repeat that. Okay, it's going to be on the History Channel. You got that? A&E Channel, and then the Lifetime Channel on Memorial Day. It'll be SemuClass on Memorial Day weekend, which is this Monday. Okay, so check that out. And it's going to be on for 4 days, so it starts Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I guess it ends on Thursday. Okay? So y'all check that out and see what's going on. Okay, we're going to take a quick little break here, and I do mean quick. Let me check the chat room, and it's doing well. Thank you very much, everybody. Okay, we'll just take a quick little break. Girlfriend got to drink some water, okay? Hey. Hey, hi. You know Kenny G want to get loose. That's just him. Hey, you know what? How about some God's Property, y'all? We ain't heard that in a minute, huh? I remember when that song came out. Folks were dancing on the floor. Far.
You think we've got too radical with our message? Well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory!
Woo! Yeah. Down, give us a little guy. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Give us a little guy.
Act like you know of it here. Chief Pete!
Up in here. Woo! Let me out and go and do something that really got me down.
Put your hands together.
goodness and the fullness of God. Make me thankful, pity the hateful, I'm grateful. The Lord brought me through this far. I'm trying to be cute when I praise him, raise him high. I keep the live beat bumping, keep him jumping, make the Lord feel something. Ain't no shame in my game, God's property. Getting big with turns, ain't no stopping me. Now I'm done.
Oh yeah. You know who that is. God's Property by who? Kirk Franklin. You know what time it is. Don't even play. All right. That has lifted my spirits. You're listening to In the Studio with your girl, Linus, here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The time right now is 6:30 on the West Coast and 9:30 on the East Coast. The phone number into the show is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is opening. Phone lines are opening. Just help yourself. Come on in. Thank you for listening around the world, chat room and on the line. So, hey, that's what time it is. Well, we did entertainment news. So before I go to news of the weird, you know, I got to check in on ESPN. Huh? I got to let y'all know. You know the game is on right now. You know the Raptors in Cleveland? It's on right now. Okay, let me tell you what it is. They're right now in the second quarter. Am I correct? Yes, they're in the second quarter. The Raptors are 30. Cleveland is 56. And I believe it's 2-2, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, so just to let you know where the game is. So that's on the NBA. Now the hockey, the STL, they're in the first quarter. 0-1. SJ has won. And Major League Baseball, we got New York Mets final. They beat 2 over Washington Redskins, I guess. Okay. Philadelphia, they beat Detroit 8-5. Minnesota beat Kansas City 7-5. Chicago over the Steelers 9-8. Now, in tennis, Murray won 6-2. Final, another one, Wawrinka 7-6-1, and Nishikori won 6-3, final, and another final, Jay Isner over Edmonds 6-4. That's the men. Now, the women tennis, we've got Radwanska 6-2. She was playing Garcia. Wow. Garcia act like she didn't even really play. That's bad, 6-2 and 4-6. Okay, which was the final. Next one is Munga Nuza. She's 6-2 in tennis. That's the final. Next final is Halep over Dia, 7-6. Final, and the next final is Stevens, 7-6 over Sapiti. MLS, we got Orlando over, or no, final time, or is 2-2. Orlando over Philly over MLS. And the WNBA, Minnesota and Phoenix tonight at 7 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, and that's 10 p.m. on the East Coast. Right now, Minnesota has 1-3, Phoenix. They're 0-3. Yeah, not good, not good, not good. Okay, so let's see what's going on. I'm going to let you check out my guy. You know, I always got to bring him in and do the 411 of what's going on in the NBA here. Let me get him. Let me get him going. Where is he? Oh, I think I've lost him, y'all. Did I lose him? Oh, I did. I can't report now. He had a clip for y'all. Oh, really? Really? Stick with me. I'm here. I'm looking for my clip. He was talking about how well that Russell Westbrook is playing compared. Here we go. Okay, Stephen A. Boy, don't make me nervous like that. Look, don't let me have to call your boss.
Your life's so worth sharing, just like you ever.
Okay, so you know.
But SEC's only sharing tonight's one day.
Okay, y'all, just bear with me for one more second. Stephen is coming up to talk. Oh, God. Okay, here we go.
A free agent, either LeBron James or Kevin Durant, which one would you sign?
I'm going with Kevin Durant.
That's what he said.
I'm going to Kevin Durant because the upside is greater. I think that LeBron is obviously still better than Kevin Durant in terms of his impact. But Kevin Durant is a scoring machine of the highest order. I think he has an opportunity to become the greatest scorer in the history of the NBA, meaning eclipsing Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's 38,000 points. I also think that he's a better perimeter shooter. He's a better free throw shooter. And once he learns how to win, meaning capture a championship, he has the kind of skills that would enable him to hold on to it. A lot of LeBron James' greatness obviously is based on IQ, but also physicality. The fact that he's 6'9", built like a chiseled brick house, for crying out loud. But that physicality, you will ultimately, you guys know this, it ultimately will dissipate. Yep. As time goes on. I always lean towards shooters when I think longevity, because that's the last thing to leave you. Understand, Ray Allen is gone from the NBA. Ray Allen could say, I want to come back to the NBA right now, and at least 25 NBA teams would want his services, because when you can shoot, that is a skill set you can hold on to for dear life. The physicality, the physical advantage that you have, like LeBron, that ultimately leaves you. It fades. But the shooting ability does not. And Kevin Durant is a much, much better shooter than LeBron. And at 6'11" with a 7'6" wingspan, averaging 27 to 28 every year in his sleep, for crying out loud, this guy is the guy that I would pick if you're talking about long term, without question.
Okay, well, there you have it. There you have it. But that wasn't the clip. We were talking about the game.
There's the fanatics, the play
callers,
and the signalers.
I'm sorry. That just was not it. But anyway. Okay, well, let's go to News of the Weird. Another time. Because we were talking about the Golden State Warriors and all that. Anyway. Okay, well, here we go, folks. News of the Weird can't possibly be true. Huh? Can't possibly. Religious leaders, stick with me, religious leaders associated with the Quiverful Ministry announced intentions for a November retreat this year in Wichita, Kansas, at which parents will meet to plan arranged Christian marriages for their prepubescent daughters to maximize the future couple's childbearing potential, supposedly the number one priority of all females. Quiver full activist Von Ullman has written that female fertility is optimal during their teens, actually just after age 12, and drops off in their 20s. Really, dude? The local district attorney queried by the Wichita Eagles said such marriages are legal as long as all parties consent. But Ullman has maintained that the Bible does not require the bride's consent if her father has given his. You know what? Y'all don't get married in Wichita, Kansas, okay? It's some crazy bullshit going on back there. Don't get married in Wichita, all right? If you do, let me know so I can pray for you. Apparently, Japanese taste buds easily become bored, for manufacturers seem eager to create extravagant food combinations to satisfy them that might prove daunting to most Americans. The latest exhibit, the familiar Kit Kat chocolate-coated wafer, but with the taste of ripe melon and cheese, specifically melon with mascarpone cheese. As Japanese foodies know, Kit Kats in Japan come in at least 15 coatings, according to a 2013 review by Kotaku.com, including edamame soybeans, purple sweet potato, hot Japanese chili, matcha green tea, and wabi-sabi and red bean sandwiches, all you can get on a Japanese Kit Kat bar. The Daily Pakistan newspaper covering the anti-terrorism court in Karachi in April reported that a judge in courtroom 3 asked a constable if he knew how the grenade entered into evidence worked. Rather than assume that an explanation was requested, the constable pulled the pin to demonstrate, and the resulting explosion injured the constable, a court clerk, and another police officer. The constable is said to be facing severe discipline as soon as he recovers. Stupid, S-O-S. You know what that means? Stuck on stupid. Okay, let's see what else. Oh, here we go. An Israeli man, unidentified, at press reports, petitioned the Haifa Magistrates Court recently for a restraining order against God, pointing out that the Almighty has exhibited, according to a May Times of Israel report, a seriously negative attitude toward him, especially over the previous 3 years. The judge rejected the petition even though God was not present to argue against it, or at least his presence could not be detected. Parental values. In the latest ruling on a familiar theme, a court in Modena, Italy, ordered a father to continue paying living expenses for his son, age 28. Who had mentoring through a degree in literature but now has decided to seek another in experimental cinema. Mess me with that, Dad. Put his ass out. Almost two-thirds of Italians age 18 to 34 years old still live with their parents. Parent values number two. In Beijing, an elderly couple secured a court order in March of this year forcing their 36-year-old daughter finally to move out after she had refused for years. The couple admitted to the Beijing Morning Post that they might have pampered her excessively over the years, even lending her the equivalent of $23,000 to buy a house. Still, she stayed. Can I say it again? S.O.S. Calling SOS, stuck on stupid. New World Order. Gynecologists interviewed by the New York Times for an April report said they were baffled by the recent increase in teenage girls demanding cosmetic surgery on the external folds of their vulvas. Since there is rarely a medical need and the safety of the operation on young girls has not been demonstrated, some doctors call the need just an extreme example of teen girls' beauty obsessions and suggested the presence in some girls of the psychiatric malady of body dysmorphic disorder, in which a person imagines or exaggerates a physical characteristic. The phenomenon is different from the vaginal rejuvenation, though, requested by older women, especially after childbirth, because it involves tightening internal tissue. Excuse me. It's an issue. Believe that one. I mean, if you hang out like my brothers used to tell me, when you hang out like a window, okay, you just open a window and you like, wow, it's an echo in there. So I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I'm not a witness. Texas School Blues. Well, Houston, KHOU-TV revealed in May this month that the French teacher at the Houston School District Energy Institute High School doesn't speak French, but did take 1 year of it in high school. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. Number two, the Sheldon School District near Houston admitted in May that a 7-year-old student at Sheldon Elementary had written her own successful, please excuse Rosabella early, note using lettering typical of 7-year-olds, okay, and was allowed to go home instead of attending her after-school program. You heard me. Number three, school police at Krista McGolfi Middle School in Houston. Boy, it's jamming in Houston, Texas, okay? Threatened to arrest a 13-year-old girl during the last school year because they were unaware that the girl's $2 bill cafeteria payment was valid U.S. currency. What? What? Krista McGolfi Middle School in Houston threatened to arrest a 13-year-old girl from a last year's school bill for $2. Woo! You know, I wonder about you Bushes, but I'm going to tell y'all something right now. I'm going to stop and say this. We were pissed off, up and down, glad, joy, crying, whatever, when Bush got 2 terms in office, right? We said Bush, Clinton had us in the black. Bush took us so far on the red, you couldn't see nothing but pink anymore down there. Okay? Now, if Trump gets in, he going to make Bush look like a punk for them 8 years. Think I'm lying? Hang on to your big girl draws and your big boy draws, okay? If Trump gets in, he will make Bush's 8 years look like a punk. Okay, police reports in April, police in Brighton, Ontario, responded to what was reported by neighbors as a domestic dispute involving shrieks like, "I hope you die." They found only a man arguing with his pet parrot, who the man said was breaking off at him. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. No arrests were made. Well, no, I guess if you're arguing with your parrot and your parrot is saying that he hopes you die, I mean, how do you take a parrot to jail? I mean, first off, y'all, you know what? I don't even know if they make, you know, bracelets, what they call them, little metal bracelets, cufflinks, for a parrot. So, you know, I don't know. That probably is impossible. But I don't know. Get back to me and let me know on that one. Okay, number two, Kayvon Maddock, 28, was arrested in Natick, Massachusetts, as police enforced 3 arrest warrants. He had been on the loose until May 6th when he politely inadvisedly held open a door at Natick Mall for a police officer who, in that brief moment, thought he recognized Mavadat. Checking his cruiser's computer, he found the warrants, went back inside, and arrested Mavadat. So nice of you to be so helpful. It does pay, don't it? S.O.S. Okay, and Cavalade of Rednecks, Timothy Trammell, 36, was arrested on several charges in Jonesville, South Carolina. In May, just this month, after a sheriff's deputy spotted him spray painting a car that was not his. According to the deputy's report, Trammell had just finished angrily painting Cheater, C-H-E-E-T-E-R, sick on the car belonging to a woman identified in a WSPA-TV report as his girlfriend. As his girlfriend. You are kidding. That's the first time I ever heard of a man spray painting a woman's car. A woman usually does that to a man, huh? Oh, well. Okay, here's your updates. In April, in Oslo District Court, Norway, most notorious terrorist Anders Behring Breivik, 77 killed in 2011, prevailed in his complaint against prison treatment and was awarded the equivalent of about $41,000. What? The prison, part of a system generally regarded as the world's most inmate-friendly, was found to violate Breivik's human rights by restricting his outside contacts and excessively restraining and strip-searching him. He had also complained of poor food choices. Give me a break. You killed 77 people, and now they're supposed to bow down to you? Miss me on that one. Number two, the Veterans Affairs Hospital in Toma, Wisconsin. Among the system's most trouble in personnel issues, falsifying reports, and over-dependence on patients' opioid use. Is reportedly working on a 100-day plan for reform. Recently posted a job opening for interior decorator at a prison. $77,000 position with a doctoral degree to presumably improve everyone's attitude. Miss me with that one. Y'all ought to quit it. And that, folks, is your news of the weird. I want to thank you, everybody, for joining the show, whether you were listening around the world or in the chat room or even. And thank you, everybody, in the chat room. I love you, too. Or on the phone. It's been a gas, I tell you. Quite interesting, to say the least, but it's been a gas. So thank you so much for joining me. Hey, don't forget to tune in Friday for Friday Traffic Jams, okay? I'll be on at 5 o'clock. The featured artist, you got to go to my Facebook page, Essence of Success Network, to find out who I'm featuring this week. It just might be Oprah. You never know. You know, I like to learn people, teach people stuff. So, you know, it might be opera, could be R&B, jazz, blues, contemporary. Hey, could be orchestra music. Okay, I'm a musician. I love all music, so there you go. But anyway, tune in Friday for Friday Traffic Jam, and then, of course, Sunday for Psychic Readings with Linus and Nina at 3 p.m. All right, y'all, have a good rest of the week. And if nobody's told you that they love you today, I do. So remember that. Don't take my love for granted either. I love you. I love you. Okay? All right. Have a good week, y'all. Take care. See you Friday at 5 o'clock.